Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Dry conditions have left some dryland alfalfa fields short, stressed, and slow to grow. When plants are only 6 to 12 inches tall, turning purple, yellow, or gray and starting to bloom, the question becomes, should we cut it, should we graze it, or should we leave it alone? The first thing to consider is yield. If the field is not going to produce at least a half ton per acre, haying may not pay off the fuel, labor, and equipment costs. From a plant health standpoint, drought-stressed alfalfa can survive while dormant, but every pass across the field still needs to be worth it. While dormant alfalfa is resilient, work at the University of Wisconsin recommends not harvesting if the flowering stand is under 10 inches in height. Because quality of drought-stressed stands declines less rapidly with maturity than normal, allowing plants to reach 100% bloom can improve recovery after harvest does occur. Grazing can be an option where fence, water, and livestock are available. Drought-stressed, bloomed-out alfalfa usually carries less bloat risk than lush, actively growing alfalfa, but the risk is not zero. Avoid turning hungry cattle out directly onto alfalfa. Offer hay first and monitor closely. If grazing, control access with strip grazing or rotation and try to leave at least 4 inches of stubble to protect the stand. Once rain comes and fresh regrowth starts, cattle should come off to avoid crown damage and increased bloat risk. If haying or grazing does not make sense, the best option may simply be to leave the field alone. Shredding may clean things up, but on low-yielding, drought-stunted alfalfa, it often adds cost without much benefit. The bottom line, base the decision on yield, cost, livestock need, and stand recovery. Protect the crowns, avoid unnecessary expense, and be ready to adjust when rain does return. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.